Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Turn up the fan. It's too hot in here.
Oh, yeah, we got it on high now. It took us a couple hours, but we finally got it going, blowing hot air at me. Whew. No air conditioning in the studio this week. Folks, I hope you're sitting back and relaxing in your air-conditioned man shed, she shed, man cave, she cave, whatever you might want to call it. Good to have you along. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You are listening to Auto World. Auto World's been on the air since 1992, from way back when Bob Long started it. A good friend of mine. Bob, his health issues, he's not doing well at all. And he asked, his wife Sharon asked me to carry on his legacy here. And I've been on with Bob since 1995, as a guest, of course, and a contributor, and so I'm very proud again to have you with me. I'm very proud and honored to be here behind the microphone to carry on Auto World from here on out and have fun. And that's what it's all about, to learn something from you. I hope you learn something from me, maybe to turn the volume up, maybe, and maybe turn the volume down. Do not do that. And, of course, do not go anywhere. Why? Because I've got a lot of things we're going to talk about here today on Auto World, the third hour. First and foremost, you're the star. You really are. And you might not realize that, but you really are. You're the folks out there that are tuning in to the whatever kind of device you use today. Thank you. We have the Auto World Podcast again. You can always go back and Google Auto World Podcast. Very honored to be the top on the top of the list there. You don't have to even hunt for me there. You can go back and listen to each and every hour or each and every week, wherever you might want to, you know, listen. And that's the main key on your portable device. And thank you for listening right now on your portable device. No mask needed. Take it off. Relax. Sit back. Put the tray table up. Prepare for takeoff. Or, as they say in this business, the train has left the station without air conditioning. Today, here on Auto World, the word of the month is hot. H-U-H-O-T. I can't even spell it. I'm getting so hot. I'm dripping wet here in the hot studio. That's right. I'm usually in the greasy garage studio, but I walk down the hall in the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho, to the hot studio. The air conditioner has never been fixed in the studio here, so I thought if I'm going to be talking hot, I might as well be hot. Sweating. Oh, yeah. You know what it's like when that air conditioner's not on? Not good. So today on the third hour of Auto World, we're not only going to give you what's coming your way, the letter L. Wait for that segment, the letter L coming your way. But if you're running hot, I definitely want to help you fix that hot word. Are you sizzling? Oh, yeah. And we're going to also get to that mid-engine charger coming your way pretty soon. They're building something very unique. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Of course, trivia throughout the hour. From the days behind us, because that's what trivia is. And I want to have you involved in the trivia, and that means that I have some great gifts. We've had some answers. They were wrong. We're getting close to it, though. The question for this week here on Auto World is, who was the first automobile manufacturer to offer air conditioning in a car? Who was the first automobile manufacturer to offer air conditioning in a car? 855-660-4261 is our number. Engine light, Eric. He's got his engine light on. Oh, it's flashing. That means you're on the line, and he directs you right in. He's sitting behind. Engine light, Eric is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah. 18 feet wide, 22 feet long. That thing is huge. I think he's on a rail sliding back and forth to get the numbers on the buttons hit correctly. That's how you do it. And I always welcome your emails, of course. We're going to share some of your emails this hour on Auto World, with your car questions, truck questions, vehicle questions, and also your everyday life questions. Yes. Take two aspirins and call me in the morning. You're going to call me right now. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. It's good to be with you each and every week, of course. I get into the Greasy Garage during the week, and I get calls and questions throughout the week through the email. The crew here, they do a great job, of course, delivering. David's not in the studio. Delivering David, who drives a Datsun B210, is out driving the streets right now trying to find us some great stuff. And he has, I believe, something special for us coming up. I don't know. If he shows up, he shows up. Turkey sometimes knocks on the studio door and interrupts the air pocket that I'm in. He might not even want to come into the hot studio this week. I don't know. We'll find out. He might be here. He might not. But anyway, I also want to know from you. I've had a couple of you, charter members now, because you've emailed and called, etc., answer this question. Last week it happened, and, of course, gentleman John, Upper State California, answered the infotainment center was his automotive part that changed his life. So that, what automotive part changed your life? Just a part. Not a car, not a truck, but the part that's in the car or the truck. We did have a charter member say something like a word tire. Didn't get a name, where they're calling from, that's fine. Emailing from, that's fine, no problem. Email me back, though, because I've got some tire endurance for you. Oh, yeah, some good gifts coming out of the Lincoln Continental truck. So, with that said, let's get right to... What? Oh, wait a minute, this just came in. Some news about Motor City. Some of you, of course, are listening in the Detroit area, and that's Motor City to all of us. Well, the Woodward Dream Cruise returns, folks, this year. In August, it's going to come to us, the 26th annual. They've been doing the Woodward Cruise 26 years. But a little bit of special sauce here they're putting on the Woodward Dream Cruise this year, and it's called the Ford. Ford announces the fourth year of sponsoring the America's largest automotive gathering, and it is. If you've never been, you got to go, and if you've been, I know you're going back. You got to have your chicken wings out because there's a lot of people. A little bit of news. This is all going to happen for the auto enthusiasts, which we all are here on Auto World. Get ready to restart your engines. Of course, the 26th annual is happening there, and Ford is back. This summer, bad and big. With what? The original. That's right. I said the original 1966 Ford Bronco. Starring as the feature heritage vehicle, this year's celebration of the automotive culture and driving fun is set to kick off, ready for this, August 21st. So you've got a little time there to plan your hotels and your plane trips, or get in your hot rod, your driving machine, and head on down. Woodward, of course, is our hometown celebration. Been doing it for 26 years. Now, nearly 25 years to the day since the last Bronco rode off the, literally rolled off the line, Michigan Assembly Plant is once again turning out the Bronco 2 and 4-door models, expanding on the nameplate's 55-year history. The Broncos model, basically on the top of the 2021 list right now, they're doing quite well. Really well. And so they're going to be bringing the first generation Ford Bronco, though, a little trivia. America's original SUV, folks, was built from 1966 to 1977. The first ever Bronco wore the Ford code name of GOAT, GOAT, for its goes over all terrain capability. That's what that stands for, goes over all terrain. Debuted as an agile sports oriented off-road four-wheel drive back in the day, August 11th, as a matter of fact, back in, 1965. And they brought it to you in 1966 so we could buy it. A completely new line of sports utility vehicles that are out. You've probably seen a few of them on the road. They're good looking, I think. I think they're doing real good. But they're going to be there at the Woodward Dream Cruise. It'll be fun. Hopefully I can get a chance to make it there. I'd love to see you there. I'm not quite sure. I'll let you know behind the microphone if we're going to head out and be part of the celebration. And it's fun. There's a lot of, what can I say? There's not only a lot of you out there, but there's definitely a lot of cars. Oh, yeah. Auto World right there. When we come back, I'm going to read. I've got a couple of new emails in. What automotive part changed their life? We'll be right back right here from the hot down the studio, hot studio. Right here at the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Get away from it. You understand? Yeah. You understand? Welcome back, everyone. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Ding-a-ling Mark Evans here. Here on Auto World. Good to have you along. Hey, appreciate you taking the time out each and every week to join with me to ride shotgun here in the Auto World hot studio this week. Yes, the air conditioners never has worked in the... I walked down the hall from the Greasy Garage studio, and I walked right past the racing car studio, and I almost turned left and went into it. But I said, no, we're talking about the word of the month, hot. H-O-T. That's what it's all about. So, with that, it is time now. Now, I welcome your emails, so if you've got a car question, truck question, or just a question about life in general, because you're hot under the collar about your neighbor. I want to hear about your neighbor. What kind of car does that neighbor have? Yeah, that neighbor that's got the steam coming out of the radiator area there right now? Uh-huh. Engine light Eric, of course. We did scan his car, and we did get engine light Eric's light to flash at least. One day we'll get it off. But anyway, the phone number, 855-660-4261. And, of course, email's always welcome through right now, live, and, of course, out throughout the week. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. We're going to get to some of your emails here in a little bit, but before we do that, I want to get to the word hot, of course, and help you with engine. Take a look at that picture I put up on the Facebook page. Just go type in Mark Evans. You'll see me sitting there behind the microphone, yellow coupe in the background, and Auto World Radio Facebook page. You'll see that photo there that little boy's pointing to the, telling his mom, hey, mom, look, we've got air conditioning. And, of course, I do have a picture up there that if you've never actually seen exhaust pipes, headers or exhaust system glowing red. Oh, yeah, there's a picture there, and there's a turbo right in front of that. That's glowing red exhaust. That's real. That's a real. Your exhaust, folks, is getting that hot under the bonnet, under the hood. I do not care what you're driving. They're getting hot, glowing red. Brakes. There's also a photo there with the vehicle. You know the vehicle once you see it there on Mark Evans's Facebook page, my Facebook page, my Auto World Radio Facebook page. You'll see the disc brake and the caliper and all that there through the wheel, glowing red. So with that, let's help you now. Let's start at the engine. First and foremost, now these are tips to keep you cool as you're wanting to go out this summer. We're kind of there. I think they just clarified it is now finally summer, even though it was hot a month ago. Now we're really hot and cooking. Engine. Let's start with something called the radiator cap.
That's too much.
I think we should talk about, let's just do that again on that radiator cap.
That's too much.
Oh, yeah. A little touch too much on the radiator cap when it's hot? Not. Don't do it. Do not touch that radiator cap, folks, when that engine's hot. Why? Well, you know why. That hand's going to get burnt. And if you do get that radiator cap off when that motor's hot, I'm sorry, but you're going to get burnt by, you know what, the coolant. She's going to explode out the top of that bad boy. It's going to look like Old Faithful, and I do not want you doing that. So I want you to get a new radiator cap only when the motor's cold. That's in the first thing in the morning or late at night. How often should you get a radiator cap? Good question. 75,000 to 90,000 miles. Radiator caps are some of them are up to 12.5 pounds of pressure that holds into that cooling system on that engine and radiator. And, of course, that's part of the pressure in your heater core, too. So if you're wondering, I know we're in the summer, where the word of the month is hot, but if you're wondering how come I do not have a heater, sometimes you don't have enough pressure in the coolant system to push coolant through the heater core because of radiator cap. Come on. $11, $12, maybe $15 at the most. Now, I know a gentleman here in the first row, he's just put up a little billboard here. Thanks. I'm glad I gave you magic markers. It's working. He put down a little note here for me. Some of those radiator caps have a little pressure relief flipper button. Flip that and then take it off? No. Flip the button if you want to take the pressure off the engine, yes. But when you do that, it's going to let the pressure off so you do not blow a head gasket. That will help. But please don't burn your hand and try to take that cap off, even though you flipped the little red lever. You know, and when it's cold, by the way, here's an easy way to do the radiator cap replacement to get it off. The motor's cold, the radiator's cold, radiator's cap's cold. Push down and turn counterclockwise. Push down, turn counterclockwise. Some of you fought that for years trying to get that cap off, and then you finally go get a pair of big channel locks and destroy the radiator snout. Not. Just push down counterclockwise. And by the way, there's two clicks.
If you push down, you get to the first click. You got to push down again and go to the second click. And then you have a fancy-looking, worn-out radiator cap in your right hand or left hand. Now, radiator clean. Here's a simple tip for all of you. If you want your air conditioning to work better also, by the way, you got to. I know you have a garden hose, don't you? Do it when it's cold. Again, it's parked overnight. Just take the radiator, the car, and leave. You can open the hood, and if you have a friend there, your significant other or whoever, a friend, take a look. Take that garden hose and lightly spray into the front of the radiator, because it's always sucking continuously air through there. You will not believe the dirt that comes out of that core, that radiator core. And, of course, you're rinsing off the AC condenser that's in front of the radiator, which you're going to see mud just coming down onto the ground from just rinsing it off with the garden hose. Regular tap water works. Get that done, then you're going to be cooling your engine off because the air is going to flow through there quicker. And, of course, your air conditioning, the AC condenser, again, is out there nice and clean. So you get not 50%, 28% air going through because of all the dirt, because it's a vacuum cleaner sucking air all the time, the dirt off the road. You wondered about that air filter, didn't you? Yeah, your air filter gets dirty, doesn't it? Well, so does the radiator and AC condenser because it's sucking constantly. So then the next thing that's sucking air behind the AC condenser and radiator, pulling in the dirt, is the fan clutch or clutch pan. Depends on where you're living. You can call it either or, tomato, tomato. Fan clutch, clutch fan, fan clutch, electric or not. Yeah, there is electric fan clutches, folks. Computerized. Some of you have had the engine light on. They scan it, it comes up, and it tells you that you've had and do have a code. What's the number? This is just from certain makes, 222, PO, 222, fan clutch out. Some of them are mechanical. The electric ones are also mechanical, but electric turns it on. Once it turns it on and engages the clutch, which is hooked to the water pump, then it turns the fan, then is drawing the air. And it's drawing so much air that it's drawing the air through the AC condenser and through the radiator and cooling the engine down. How often should I do my fan clutch? Well, when we come back from this short break, we're going to give you some more engine tips, brake tips, and we might as well go to the transmission because it's second cousin. Yeah, he's behind the engine, so let's call him second cousin. Oh, that chocolate fudgesicle does taste good.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Oregon State Senate on Saturday passed a bill that would make illegal immigrants in the state eligible for Medicaid-funded medical services, sending the legislation to Democratic Governor Kate Brown for signature. Senator John Barrasso argued during an exclusive interview on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures that there's no way Republicans are going to support the nearly $1 trillion infrastructure package if it is in any way linked and connected to the broader Democratic spending package.
The White House staff and Schumer and Pelosi, who are beholden to the far left wing of the Democrat Party, said, we're not going to go for this bipartisan bill. And look, this bipartisan bill itself is not yet completely settled. There are a number of Republicans, and I'm one of them, who's not completely sold on it.
This is USA Radio News.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the Legal Helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You got good times right here. Thanks for bringing in the good times to me each and every week, folks. Sitting behind the microphone with a fan in one hand and a microphone in the other, and it's great to have you along again. Thanks for putting the breath mane in. Whew. Man, when it gets hot, that breath starts to stinking. Yeah, it's kind of like the exhaust on my car. The hotter it gets, the hotter that catalytic converter gets, and the more rotten sulfur egg smell I get. Yeah, Auto World tip. Your catalytic converter is plugged up, folks. That's right. Now, one thing about it, when you're licking that chocolate fudge creamsicle, you're staying cool. But your exhaust and your catalytic converter is plugged up because it smells like a sulfur egg. Yeah. And I threw out that question this week here on Auto World, that trivia question for some great gifts. Who was the first automobile manufacturer to offer air conditioning in a car? Again, who was the first automobile manufacturer to offer air conditioning in a car? 855-660-4261. Email me at any one point in time right now, live, of course, or during the week if you're on a delayed station. That's no problem. You can always reach me on email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I do accept Facebook messaging. Message me. We've already had one of them folks here, and as I say, it costs nothing. I never ask for your credit card unless you want to give it to me. I will not accept it, though. That's what it's all about. Again, I want to do a little shout-out to each and every one of you. If you ever need any help with the auto body shop, the auto repair shop, and even the detail shop. So just think of Auto World. There's a lot in that world. It's called autos, trucks, cars, even a weed whacker.
your rototill are not working correctly. Started way back when, past 40 years ago, when I myself started in a small gas engine and stayed in it my whole entire career, and here I am, helping you under the microphone. Never would have flunked in a million years, but I love it. Been doing it since 1994, right at the start of 1995. And it's a pleasure to help you and have fun and, of course, bring you news. Delivering David just came in the studio during the break, and he said, let me have that chocolate fudge sickle. And I said, no, it's mine. So we're fighting. We finally stopped, got on the air behind the microphone, but he left with one. He did get a chocolate-covered fudge sickle. It's just the best there best can be. And what did he bring me? Oh, yeah. He brought me that mid-engine charger. What? Well, yeah. Some brand new news about a charger. Well, SpeedCore unveils a mid-engine Hellcat-powered 1968 Dodge Charger. I said it, a 1968 Dodge Charger. They're building one. But they not only did build it, they're building it for Fast and Furious, the movie, of course. Built as a road-going version of the movie car driven by character. The famous, you know, Dominique in the Universal Pictures Fast and Furious. It's a blockbuster. This is for F9, by the way. It's coming your way. And SpeedCore's put a name on this 68 Dodge Charger mid-engine. It's called, well, you've heard of the word delicious when it comes to those chocolate fudge creamsicles. Delicious. This car is called Hellish. The Hellish Charger is the custom car builder's first mid-engine car that they build, of course, classic muscle car. SpeedCore has been working on this thing for quite a while to get this built, since 2015, actually. And they started with, they built the 70 Dodge Charger for the first Fast and Furious 7 movie, of course. But today, this Charger is the most expensive car they've ever done. It's powered, it's called Hellicious. Gets its power from a supercharged 6.2-liter Hellcat V8 mounted. Listen to this. I said a 6.2-liter Hellcat V8 mounted between the rear axles in a custom SpeedCore engineered frame. The engine's 707 horsepower, 707 horsepower, and 650 pound-feet of torque. Make it to the rear wheels, folks. That's right. It's mounted in the rear, just like those new mid-engine Corvettes. Both the engine and transmission use multiple types of fluids, of course, for reliable performance. The Hellcat V8 breathes through a custom exhaust fabrication from a Magnaflow components, trying to get the air from the front to the mid-engine. The SpeedCore design headers and the dual mufflers are, of course, routed high in the chassis to clear the mid-engine powertrain before exiting through the downward-facing tips.
Oh, yeah.
The hot converter. Hot, glowing exhaust. The front-mounted performance radiator keeps the engine cool, of course, while accommodating the mid-engine architectural of the car. At the rear, high-performance intercoolers feed cool air to the 2.4-liter supercharger. Hellicious. Oh, yeah. Mid-engine 68 Dodge Charger. Now, why didn't Chrysler think of this? What's up with that? 383, 440, V8 sitting in the front underneath the hood or the bonnet? You probably own one. I'd love to hear about it. My brother had a 1968 Plymouth Roadrunner, 383. Did a lot of tune-ups on that car because he couldn't keep the rubber down. Or the back end down. Can you imagine a mid-engine charger? Wow! Thank you, Delivering David, who drives a Datsun B210. Bringing that news into the hot studio this week here on Auto World. Sure glad I gave him a chocolate fudge sickle. You got to keep him going out there. He's out looking right now for more, of course, for next week. You never know when he's going to stop in. But again, air conditioning, the word for the month, hot, H-O-T. I want to ask you this question. I've had quite a few of you email me. We've shared some of those on the air. What automotive part changed your life and why? 855-660-4261 or the email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Carol gets us on email at autoworldradio.com. Carol says, I'm listening to you in Andover, Massachusetts. And let's do a shout-out. Woo! A shout-out to our great affiliate. Absolutely. And Andover, Massachusetts. Carol, Thank you. Appreciate that. Our shout out is WNNW 102.9 FM, Lawrence, Lowell, Haverhill, Andover, Massachusetts. Good to have you folks along. It's a pleasure. Again, I've been there, and I need to get back and say hi to all of you. I love your country, the rolling hills and the beautiful trees. It's beautiful. Carol says, the steering wheel, Mark, is the best thing that was ever invented in my life for a part. Without a steering wheel, Mark, how would I steer my car? Good, Carol. You're absolutely right. And Carol, by the way, remember now, windshield shade. Those trifold ones, make sure that steering wheel, Carol, there in Andover is nice and cool. And make sure the sun's not baking that steering wheel. Oh, down there in Arizona, Scottsdale, folks. Phoenix, Maricopa, you got some heat cooking there. Boy, I tell you what, your steering wheels right now go to jello in that heat sitting out there without that windshield shade. And I love the cheap windshield shades, not the cheap ones. They just literally melt in the sun. I mean, there's nothing to them. You put them up, and you come back, and it's like, huh? Where'd it go? It's down the defrost vents with the pencils and pins you've dropped. Get a good one. Spend the money. It goes from car to car to car to car to car. So, you know, if you're 18 years old and listening, thank you. Love the younger generation. You're going to be running our country one day. Don't buy a cheap one because you're going to have a lot of cars in your life. If you get a good one, it'll be with you forever. We're going to take a short break, and of course, when we come back, what? The L is coming my way? What the heck's that stand for? We'll find out when we come back, of course, yes. I'm going to dig into the freezer and see if there's any orange cream sickles bars left. Hopefully there's one. We'll be right back.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Fan's working good. It feels good. A little bit of breeze on your face when the air conditioner's off. Remember the old cars? The wing windows on the old cars? And we would roll down the window all the way as a kid growing up. And Dad would, of course, have the Pall Mall cigarette in his mouth. But he did open that wing window so that that smoke from that Pall Mall cigarette would blow in our faces. It's great to say that my mom and dad stopped smoking later in life. And yay, I never have smoked. Never will. But I'm just as guilty because I smell exhaust all day long. I like the smell of the exhaust, though. These electric cars don't have no exhaust. Oh, yeah, they do. When they get built, they're putting exhaust into the air to get those parts built. That's another topic for another auto world. So with that, if you want to talk and have a rant or a rave concerning that how electric cars get built, good or bad, I want to hear about it. So I'm giving you some homework right now before the third hour of this week as the garage door comes down and run on my big toe. Hopefully I'll move it out this week before it hits me. But yes, do you really believe that the making of electric cars, making of the parts of the electric cars, pollute the air more than a gas vehicle going down the road or a diesel vehicle as they're done and built, polluting the air? Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook message me. Just look for Mark Evans. That's my Facebook address. Mark Evans, sitting behind the microphone, yellow coupe in the background. Go ahead and make some comments if you'd like. Instagram me, autoworldmedia. And I don't promote it enough, autoworldmedia.com, the website of Auto World. Autoworldmedia.com. Welcome you to all of those. And at all, most important, again, the folks, the email address is the best, constantly, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's how you get in touch with me at all times. I like to get back with you. And again, I want to shout out, we're going to be putting more and more cars, your cars, on the website, autoworldmedia.com.
We'd love to see you ride. I don't care what it is. If it's an old go-kart, if it's a Maserati, if it's a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, it doesn't matter if it's a brand new NSX. A bicycle. I want it on the website. Send it to me. Picture and a little history if you'd like. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Now, let's throw that trivia question out and see what's going on because we've got to get this thing answered. And I think I do have an answer here from, yeah, we do, from Blake. So the question is, and then we're going to read Blake's email. Question is, for some great gifts out of the Lincoln Continental trunk.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to smell moldy, but that's all right. The question is, who was the first automobile manufacturer to offer air conditioning in a car? Let's go to Blake's email, and Blake says, I know the answer. He says you gave the tip out on the second hour of where that factory was. And Blake, you're absolutely right. And Blake says, he's listening on a delayed station. I want to get this out first. He's listening on a delayed station. I'll do a little shout out to the delayed station. First and foremost, okay. New York, Auburn, Weed Sport. Oh, shout out. Woo, to New York. Yeah. To New York on a delayed station, and that's okay. Shout out to WAUB, AM 1590, Auburn, Weed Sport, Seneca Falls, Clyde, New York. Good to have you along, Blake, and everybody in between the towns. You're all welcome. Thank you. I don't have enough time to mention all the towns and everybody, but you're all welcome, and thank you, Blake, for coming in and answering. And you say the answer is Packard. Blake, I have got, not only are you going to get the gifts, you are right, Blake. Yes. Blake's right. Congrats. It is Packard, and you're right. I did give everyone a tip on the second hour. I like to do that every once in a while. I do that purposely to make sure everyone's tuning in and listening real close with the volume up. Blake, good job. It is Packard. Packard is the very first that brought us, of course, air conditioning. I've been doing a little bit of trivia throughout the hour of air conditioning, and, of course, Packard was the very first. In 1939, Packard became the first automobile manufacturer to offer an air conditioning unit in its cars. But they were very bulky, very bulky. And, you know, they didn't happen. It started going away. And the Chrysler, of course, came in with the 53 Chrysler Imperial. The, it took up the whole entire trunk, and then Nash in 1954, the Nash Ambassador was the first American automobile to have a front end fully integrated heating, ventilating, and air conditioning system. The Nash Calvinator, gotta get it out, gotta say it right. The Nash Calvinator Corporation used its experience in refrigeration that we have in our houses to introduce the automobile industry's first compact and affordable single unit heating and air conditioning system optional for its Nash models. This was the first mass market system with controls, folks, on the dash and an electric clutch on the system. It was also compact and serviceable with all its components installed under the hood or in the cowl area, which that means underneath the dash. Yay, Nash, and yay to Blake. Blake, if you would, congratulations again, saying the Packard was the first. Thanks for answering that trivia question. If you would, send me back an email with your address, and I'm going to throw in a can of, Freon. No, Blake, you're getting two cans. Freon, 134. I don't know what your make or model of your car is, but see, it doesn't matter because all of our air conditioning units have that 134 Freon in it. So you're getting two cans of that, some solution finish, you're going to get some Meguiar's Tire Endurance, some wash drops. Oh, there's a whole bunch of goodies. I don't want to spill the beans, all of it. I wait till you get the package, and then go ahead and email me if you'd like, and let me know you got it, and I need an address, and we'll make that happen for you. Thanks for coming in to Auto World. Listen on delayed station. Must be getting us on GCNLive.com. That's how you do it, folks. GCNLive.com. You can go there at any one point in time. If you are listening on delayed station and you don't only get 1 or 2 hours, you'd like to hear this hour, the third hour, you can always go to gcnlive.com and take a listen and join in. Well, before we close the door up, which we're getting there right now, which looks like we're going to have to, because the garage door's coming down, and that means that I've got to move my big toe. Appreciate you listening each and every week. Good to have you along. This week I got some surprises for you. Oh, yeah. First and foremost, I want to thank everybody.
I want to thank Engine Light Eric and, of course, Axelrod Alex, two producers of the show. Can't have anything better than that. General Motor George, my chief engineer, who keeps me wired throughout the whole entire program. Oh, yeah. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. And you know who else? Lugnut Lee, the program director and marketing manager of where? GCN. T-Bird Ted, founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. My makeup artist, of course, Lion Lucy. She's always saying I'm looking good. My personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Thank you. Know-it-all Jay, the Loudmouth Jander. Thanks for keeping the mic clean. I do appreciate that. Loudmouth Jay. Absolutely. And, of course, who keeps my seat nice and warm before I sit down? You know who. Seat cushion Susie. Thank you, Susie. I appreciate that. Oh, yeah. Webmaster Bentley Bryan bending the rules to make me look good on GCNLive.com. My customer care expert, who cares, Willie? PR director, Bobby BSer. Watch out for him. He's always BSing everybody. Okay, now how do I look so good with this haircut? You know who he is there. My hairstylist, Lawnmower Larry. Oh, yeah. Sure glad he doesn't use a lawnmower when he's clipping my hair to today's style, and you know what that looks like. If you don't, go ahead and check it out. You can Google me at Auto World Mark Evans. Take a look at our podcast at any point in time.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production. Stay cool, everybody.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.